University of Jamestown Block Party, a staple event. Local Boy Scout completes Eagle Scout project. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The University of Jamestown is returning their 14th annual Block Party on Wednesday, August 24th. A longtime event, the Community Bash celebrates the return of students and welcomes new students as part of their orientation week.
The Block Party is an incredible experience for not only just like freshmen on campus, but just everyone in the community.
Peyton Piazza is UJ student body president and an incoming junior. He says his freshman year in 2020, there was no Block Party due to COVID-19.
My sophomore year, I was a welcome weekend leader, so I kind of was getting the freshmen all ready for the Block Party when I didn't even know what I was pulling up to. But once I got there, it was a crazy experience, and it made me truly realize like how involved the entire community is with the University of Jamestown. And it made me feel like, you know, I was at home when I'm an hour and a half away from my actual home.
14-year-old Zach Hansen can now add Eagle Scout Service Project to his list of accomplishments with Boy Scout Troop 163 in Jamestown. The project is one of the final pieces of accomplishing the highest honor in scouting. Hansen says he approached the Two Rivers Activity Center to find a worthy project.
And I like this one the most because I felt like it'd have the most impact on the community. And a lot of work went into it. It's now like over 150 man hours, I believe. We haven't counted up yet officially.
Now the Track Learning Center has a small jungle gym of repurposed rubber tires as another option for outdoor activities.
And then we went with tires instead of a normal playground materials because they were easy to come by, kind of helped the environment.
And downtown Moorhead is set to get a new look with a multi-million-dollar development planned by Fargo-based Roars Construction. If approved, the project could cover more than 9 city blocks, taking over the location where the Moorhead Center Mall is now located. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.